And we're back at it again, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I started off on an awkward foot. Seth is in the middle of a yawn and a stretch.
Guys, we have such an exciting podcast.
Way to start off exciting.
I burnt all my energy on the podcast. Mm. So, I feel like my energy was down a little bit this podcast, but it was a good podcast. Once again, all I can think about is the last thing we talked about, which was Alone, the shit. That's the first thing I think about. I really need to work on making a list so I can properly say everything that we talked about. But it's a good podcast. You know, I definitely talk way too much about my properties and stuff. And this guy working toward hiring somebody to work for me and stuff, which ended up... thankfully, a guy fell through. Thank God I didn't hire the guy that I was going to. But that's kind of interesting. And then we talk a little bit about this, a little bit about that.
Oh, Tyler. Dear God.
I need an app.
We also talk about traveling, campers,
yes,
RVs.
Yes, I'm looking at getting an RV.
Future lifestyle.
I want to get back on the road.
And then we talk about towards the end of the podcast here, yes, the Alone. We spend a decent amount of time. Fuck, there was a really big topic that we talked about, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, tickets. We talk about getting tickets, getting pulled over, and we share a couple stories from that. Just so you guys know, going forward, when we start a podcast, I'm going to start setting a timer for Seth to get out his, you know, his property banter. We'll give him 5 minutes, guys.
Oh, you're so sweet.
We'll give him 5 minutes to, you know, vent his properties.
Hey, it's your fault too. You were asking me questions.
I did ask a couple questions.
You did. It's all on you.
That is my fault.
But you know, guys, just buckle in, you know, like the song says. And
does the intro song say buckle in?
I have to say something about buckle in. Let's listen. Let's check it out and play. Please put your seats out in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And welcome back to another podcast. I'm here along with my co-host, the one and only Tyler!
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do like referring to you as my co-host, not my cousin, not my friend. You're my co-host.
Come on. That's how you're going to start it off, huh? Mm-hmm. We're going to take a jab right off the bat, huh?
Well, you've been jabbing at this random guy.
What? Jabbing at this random guy?
You've been randomly jabbing at this guy.
I'm straight. I'm not jabbing at any dude.
Wow.
What are you...
Wow.
Are you talking about this person I was trying to hire? Yeah, I was trying to hire a person to work for me, and we were supposed to have a meeting at 2 o'clock today, and it's not even 2 yet. I was planning on going to this, which would have conflicted anyways today. I was supposed to be with him at 2, and you pushed the podcast back to 1.
You've been fine.
But anyways, before I even got up, I'm usually up about, I try to get up by noon. My sleep pattern goes through. I'll go through
cycles,
yeah, and then we'll get later and later, and then it resets. And then I'm up usually at 9 for a while, for a week, and then it will slowly creep back. But I made a meeting for this guy to meet with this guy who's going to manage for me, and he texts me this morning, like I'd already confirmed that we were meeting today at 2, and he texts me saying, I just want to make sure you were on today, and I didn't respond because I'm asleep. And then he sends me a message, did you get that last message? And so I don't know. He might have sent it play. I'm guessing play 9 or 10 today. But the next message, he sends me a long message to me saying how unprofessional I am for not responding to him. And I had already canceled 3 meetings, which we only had 1 scheduled meeting that I did cancel. But he told me he also wouldn't have been available. So it was a weird situation. So, yeah, he went from one extreme to like, telling me my business is going to fail and all this. Like, I dodged one with that guy. If he's going to go from, like, all right, can't wait to work for you to, like, your business is going to fail within a couple hours. Yeah. Like, I definitely don't want you working with me.
It's a little extreme. I think the moral of the story is, where did you find this guy?
Craigslist.
All right. There we go.
Craigslist, okay. Does Facebook do hire?
You know what you need to do? Get with the times, Seth, and... get on ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
Yes. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. We're not sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
We're not sponsored by
But yeah, basically you can like put your job out there and like have requirements for that position. And
you just got to pay what, like a monthly fee or something to post probably?
I have no idea. But basically it'll find people for you.
Hmm.
Yeah. Try it. Check it out.
That's cool.
It's better than Craigslist.
I was either trying to do that or trying to have just a property management company take over for me. So, but which my realtor, her realty company or her boss's realty company, they manage. So I was thinking about having them manage. So, but they just take 10% off right off the top right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot different than somebody having somebody work for me. But in the long term run, is it worth me? I mean, I'll be completely hands off like when it comes to that then.
That's the goal, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the goal. That's maybe that would be the way I need to go. So I'm just trying to, well, and then also I'm just trying to hear back from this about this business loan. That'll be playing a part into it too. Like, am I going to be able to buy a lot more houses this year? So that's, but yeah, but right for now, I mean, I'm managing it to my best of my ability. I'm just not good with paperwork stuff. I'm good with the communication and, skills.
I feel like somebody in your position needs to be like super organized.
Right. That's where I struggle is the organization. But the organization and the paperwork, just having everything, the leases and everything in order, and mm-hmm. you know, a file for each of the properties. You know, I do a good job communicating with the renters and you know
that's good.
Managing per se, but as far as you know, that paperwork and bookkeeping kind of stuff, that's where I struggle.
Yeah.
So if I had just somebody to do that stuff for me and like, and then they're on call and then just communicate with them, I think I'd do okay. Like, so I like the idea of just having somebody working for me, but the key is if them doing a good enough job where pull stress off me enough where it's worth it, you know?
Right.
And I have to think about it not much.
You know, I just got a note or what do you even call it? Like my last bill from my old apartment. So like they sent me like the checklist, like going through like what my apartment looked like.
That took forever.
Well, so the thing was like the lady that like not ran the property, but she worked for the company that ran the property. She was like the landlord, the on-site person. She has health complications. And like during this whole Corona thing, there was nobody in the office and it was only her. So literally the only way to communicate with anybody was like through email or like through telephone. And nobody ever got back to me like about anything. Like I emailed her like proper steps and like, what do we do going forward? Cause like, I don't know how to get with you on anything. Cause like nobody's here. So like, I can't walk through the apartment with anybody. And like, they never got back to me with anything.
Shut up. Quit.
So I was like, all right, whatever. I really don't care. I'll get a bill. Whatever. I'll pay it. And they sent it to me, and they did, like, the list of charges and everything. I owe $525. Yeah. Like, some of the shit that they said, like, excessive wall damage. They had to repaint the entire apartment. They had to replace the carpet. They had to fix the blinds.
What? They're just updating it. That's all they're trying to charge you for updating the place.
Pretty much they almost like redid everything. And then like the one thing, I forgot to return the key. Whatever. Didn't know where to put the key. Didn't have anywhere to put the key. $95. Had to change the lock. So like there's a bunch of charges on there that they dinged me for. But like I don't care. I'm not going to waste my time with it. I'm just going to pay it.
Ugh, I would not pay that.
Yeah.
I would let them try to come for me. That's ridiculous. No. Yeah, those apartment places will always screw you over. Try to find some way to screw you over. I've always had a bad experience with them.
Yeah, I guess like I don't care. Pay it, move on. I'm not gonna waste my time. Not gonna waste my time.
But they're stealing money from you, man.
Anytime you're renting, you're getting money stolen from you.
Well, I think that's all. I mean, plenty of people just are happy to rent. I mean, you're renting out.
Sure.
You're getting
I'm
money
happy.
Stolen from you.
I'm happy to it's pay that, it and get it over with.
I mean, yeah, you're not investing in something, but
correct.
You don't have to worry about anything. Everything's taken care of. Like, that's a big plus when it comes to renting. That's why a lot of people like renting, you know?
Yeah, but how much are you going to spend renting and how much of your things are going to need to be replaced by your apartment complex? Like, if I were to rent this place that I'm currently in for 2 years, you know, $900 a month, that's a lot of money that I'm not going to see back just because they're quote unquote taking care of everything for
me. I don't like renting.
Yeah.
I mean, I just say it from the point of view of the people that do rent. It's just a peace of mind not having to worry about, you know, just being able to call a number real quick and they come out and take care of it, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot different being a homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But
definitely. One day.
Yeah. It's nice owning your own place. I mean, it's a lot more when you own, about to own 12. Well,
yeah,
no.
That's a little different.
Yeah, 12. 12 properties. Three of them are duplexes. No, four of them are duplexes. It's crazy. But yeah, closing probably in the next couple of weeks on my other property. But yeah, exciting. But
so exciting.
So excited. A little stress, but got to fix up another property.
That's what the Heineken's for, right? Like,
yeah.
The stress.
Definitely feeling good about, just having reservations about that guy's anyways. And that, you know, kind of showed his true colors. Like he made it very easy for me. But, I got a property where somebody moved out and we got to do some repairs. And then somebody's supposed to be moving out the other side tomorrow. So, got to find new renters and get that place looking good. So, that's a big focus right now.
You know, if you ever want to hire anybody from Craigslist, just ask my dad.
He's had some bad,
my dad, when he bought his house that he lives in right now, we like remodeled the whole thing, like top to bottom, put it down to studs, restarted everything. And like there was a couple times, twice specifically, he hired an electrician and just like a handyman to kind of help with like the grunt work all through Craigslist. The guy that we hired, I'll never forget this because him, my dad and I would always like just make fun in the background of this guy. Like, just, we're jackasses, right? But like the kind of the way he talked and like his mannerisms, like he was not, what's the right term? He wasn't intelligent. I don't know. Just somebody that just wasn't aware of everything going on around him. Right. And maybe my dad and I were jackasses. Sure. I don't care. That's fine. But, like, we hired this guy, and he was like, oh, yeah, I know how to do this. I got that. Well, I'll do that. So there was one specifically where we let him drywall the dining room. Like, my dad and I left for the day. And my dad was like, you got this, right? He's like, yeah, no, I'll get this. It'll be done before you get back. Like, I got this. And we're like, all right, that's fine. You know, Scotty's got it. And when we came back, like, that day, my dad walked into the dining room, and this – the Scotty left, like we didn't lock the doors or anything. There was nothing in the house. My dad was like, you can just leave when you're done. He's like, I'll see you tomorrow. We come back and my dad walks in. He's like, this is not how you hang drywall at all. So basically when you're hanging drywall, like say if you're looking at that wall over there,
mm-hmm.
when you're hanging drywall, you're not going to cut the windows out of the drywall, right? You're going to hang the drywall up to the side of the window and you're going to stop and you're going to cut a straight line. And then you're going to drywall the top portion above the window and then the top portion under the window.
Mm.
This dude was drywalling, first of all, horizontally. He was not drywalling vertically. So he was not putting drywall up like you should. He was literally turning it sideways and hanging it up against the wall. And then he was cutting the holes for the window. So he would like literally just lay a piece of drywall on the wall, cut around the window, and then screw it to the studs. So it looked like garbage. My dad was like, what the fuck is this? Him and I had to take the entire drywall. We had to take it all the way off. We started it over. My dad ended up keeping him, giving him like more opportunities. And it got to the point where my dad was like, this dude just, he can't fucking do anything. He can't do anything. So my dad, I remember my dad like specifically firing him. Like it was the one time that I've ever seen my dad like, no, get the fuck out of here. Like, go. He's like, you don't know how to do this. And then the electrician that we hired just boned my dad based off of like the work that he did and how much he was charging him, and was literally doing everything wrong. He wasn't doing how it should have been. And my dad was like, you know, it was a fun time. He's like, but I will never hire anybody from Craigslist ever again, just based off of the experience that he had with these two dumbasses. And the hilarious thing was, is that the dumbasses knew each other and have worked together before on separate jobs. So, like, they knew each other based off of what they did, and they were just both idiots. So ZipRecruiter.com, sponsors.
ZipRecruiter, baby.
I know that that's not anything that I want to do. I'm good on carpentry and building, renovating.
Yeah, I really don't like the handyman side of it. I'm thankful to have a good handyman.
I'm thankful for the experience. Like, I learned a lot. There's a lot that I could do to my own house if and when I get one. But I know that if it's not my house, I'm not going to do it. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? Are you ever going to purchase, like, your own house?
Yeah, I definitely want to. Like, I thought about trying to get approved just for my own personal loan. Or I just own a home alone. I don't have a FHA loan or anything like that right now. That's a, you know, get me a nice house.
Because you literally, but everything you buy, you rent out. Like, you ever thought?
Well, I'm living in one of my properties right now.
Right. But, like, are you ever going to buy something, like, just for you?
Yeah, I'd like to build my own. I'd like to, you know, that's still a little ways out, I think. In fact, I've been looking here lately at RVs to want to be able to travel and to, just travel. And I really don't want to have a lot of stuff because I want to be able to travel. And the house that I'm in right now, I don't want to have to leave anything there. Like, any furniture that I have that would be left there, I'd probably just rent it all out. I thought about getting a roommate too, and just having so that they have to look over the place, and then I can just come and go as I please, you know. And then I still get a little bit of rent from the place and have somebody to look over the place too. I've thought about doing an RV. I've been looking at RVs on Facebook and stuff, and found some decent ones. Like, what I'm looking for is a little bit harder to find. I'm just looking for kind of a small one that, you know.
What about like the pop up campers?
No, I want the full.
Oh, like, the full thing. Full thing. Yeah. That's right.
You know, like, it's a vehicle that you drive, but one of those smaller ones, you know, that just has a bed, a little kitchen, and couch, and I'll put a big ass TV in it.
Those can get expensive.
Yeah, they can. The newer ones, but then you can find decent deals too. Like, I mean, thing is too. I mean, people take good care of them too. Because, I mean, well, a lot of times, all the ones I've seen, they have less than 100,000 miles on them because you only use them a few times a year, if that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I saw one as old as like 78, and it's in good condition. I kind of like the colors of that more. It had more darker colors, you know.
Yeah.
And I like the colors on that. Like, yeah.
You know what you need? So if you buy one of those, right, you're driving it around, you need to be able to park that somewhere and leave it and then go somewhere else. So what you need to do is buy a little tiny smart car that you can tow behind it. That way when you park at the campground, you can leave your camper, get in your little smart car, and drive to like the nearest Walmart and do what you got to do versus taking your entire camper.
Right. Well, no, I just thought about getting a scooter or something.
Scooter? Okay.
Scooter of some sort.
I guess it just depends on, like, the weather.
Well, yeah. I just want to use it when it's wet out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have a smaller one, too, so I won't remind. I mean, I probably camp out at Walmarts a lot of times because I'm going to want to put solar panels on it and stuff, so it's completely efficient, you know. And, I mean, you can still go to the bathroom in it because it can store it and all that. And then,
where do you dump that at?
Just, like, sewer spots, I guess. So, like, there's sewer spots to be able to do that, I'm pretty
sure. That's not a fucking thing, is it?
I think so. Like, I mean, the RV places that would definitely have a place to dump that kind of stuff.
I guess that is weird. Where do you dump your sewage?
In the sewer.
Yeah, but if you own a RV.
If you, I mean, yeah, they're going to have places to dump it. Any RV place would have.
Where to dump sewage from RV?
Now, the pee part, you can just pour that out. Just feed a tree.
9 places you can dump black water tanks. Oh, that's what they call it. Many facilities that allow RVs also have areas for dumping waste. Sometimes the service is included in the nightly fee. Truck stops and stops near recreational areas more likely to have dumping facilities. RV dealerships. Sporting goods stores.
Yeah, they sell a lot of RV stuff, so that's kind of interesting.
Wastewater treatment plants, recycling centers, national parks, marinas. You can dump it in your own septic tank. All right. Something I never thought of before. Interesting. So something like this. Too big?
Yeah, I want it smaller than that.
Yeah, these are like...
So yeah, just be able to travel around. I mean, I want to go to all 48 continental states. Even go up to Canada would be nice. Next summer, that would be fun. Yes, it's definitely something I'm thinking about doing. So.
Too big?
Probably too expensive, too new. That's about right. Maybe even a little smaller than that. Like,
it's a decent size.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, this one's probably way too expensive, right?
Yeah.
Look at the inside, though. I'm telling you, man, my dad's was really nice.
Yeah. But I'm going to take the time to try to just take care of my properties right now and decide as far as management what I'm going to do.
That's what you need. That way you can cook your fucking pizza and spaghetti in there.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
You know, if I were you, nice sofa, I would be on the road, like, already. If I knew that I didn't have a scheduled job to be at, like mine, like, sorry, I unplugged the mic.
But Tyler!
I would be on the road, for sure, dude.
Yeah?
Like,
man, I can't even get you to go out of town for 3 days.
I said if I didn't have a scheduled job that I had to be at. You have 3 days off a
week. I mean, not this week.
Not this week.
But you usually have 3 days. We need to get the fuck out of here, Tyler.
I have a very regimented life. Very routine.
Yeah.
I do.
Definitely be easy to have somebody tag along too with the RV because they usually, even those smaller ones, will have like two beds. You'll have a bed on each end.
The one that I just showed you sleeps 8.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's way too big. I definitely wouldn't need that big.
Well, you got to think like the kitchen table probably turns into a bed. It's got the bed up top. It's probably got a couple beds in the back.
Yeah. That's crazy. 8.
It's an efficient use of space in those things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I want one of the pop-up ones, like if I buy one. Those are easy to maintain. You can buy the pop-up ones with, like, an air conditioner unit on top of it.
Yeah, I don't think it would keep it as cool as a regular. I don't know. It feels more like at home with it not popping up. Like, and then I feel like a lot of it's, like, just material where it pops up. So, like, it's not going to keep as...
Well, cool, no, it's not gonna be a house. I'm not gonna live in it. But like, if I were to ever go away for like 4 or 5 days, like I could live inside of that thing.
They could hook up that up to your truck. Man, they got those tents that go in the back of your. You could just put a nice tent and, like set up like in the back of your truck.
Are you talking about the things that like sit in the bed?
Yeah, there's the ones that are just leaving. They sit in there, but then they pop up. They're like a.
I guess I've never seen those.
Yeah, they're a tent that goes in the back of your truck.
I've seen the ones that are like actually metal that like
right, sit in right, the bed right. No, this would like be like a pop up for the back of your truck. That might be something you might like, might really like.
Something small for myself.
I mean, that'd be kind of nice too to be able to just camp out when you go hunting or whatever and just come back to your truck and just pass out. And
that would be amazing. You know, you got a campground right in Fremont there.
I know. I was like,
anytime you want a home base,
that's cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of curious what they charge a month. Can't be ridiculous, I would think. Like,
I mean, people leave their RVs there all year round.
Really?
I've seen the same ones there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be more than $200-$300, right? I would think.
For what? How long?
For a month at a time.
I wouldn't imagine. Cheap?
Yeah, I don't know. Cheap? Yeah, I don't know.
So where's the first place you would go?
I mean, like, I started, so, like, where I left off on my trip, I was planning to go all over the U.S., was down in Texas, so over to California, up to, Nevada, just all the states there, just west, mid there, and then up northwest to Seattle, and then Montana and all that, then just kind of work my way back across east.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd want to do that during the summertime when it's not super cold.
On the east? Or yeah. In the east, yeah.
Yeah, up north. And then even hit up Canada, get my passport, and so that'd be fun. But so Daniel did it for me the first part. And then that was fun. But yeah, it definitely partially stopped because I was just by myself. Like, and then plus, like, just hung out down in South Potter Island for a while.
That was kind of where you stalled out.
That's where because I ended up renting a place from them and had a blast down there. It was pretty chill. I wish I would have met more people. Like, I mean, there's one certain place I usually always went and ate, but it was really hot too. Like, but I should have got out more. I found a cool place to go to the pool though. Like, there's a hotel that has a bar and a pool, and if you come to eat at the bar or whatever, or drink at the bar, you can get in the pool, and had like a volleyball net. So that was one of my favorite spots to go to.
Yeah,
but really, I didn't even really go to the beach that much because it was just so hot.
See, that's not fun.
But then it was just me there. It would have been fun to have somebody there with me. What do you mean it's no fun? Oh, not going to the beach?
Yeah.
I know.
You're in a beautiful place like that, but it's like, it's too hot. Do I want to go outside?
I know. I should have been getting up early and taking pictures and stuff, like, right there on the beach. But when you're by yourself, I mean, it's just so easy just to get back into a normal routine, just being yourself, what you usually do. And I'm such a night owl. Like, I mean, if I had, like, a certain reason to be up, you know, earlier in the day, like, a certain, like, appointment or something, or, like, time I'd had to maybe meet with somebody.
Maybe if you don't want your business to fail. I don't know.
Oh, that guy.
Maybe wake up a little earlier.
Fail.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Hey, dude, I don't want my business to fail. That's why I'm not hiring you, and that's why I was very skeptical of hiring you.
Be careful. He might listen to this podcast.
He answered all the questions for me. He made it easy. Oh, my gosh. Like, what do you, like, you don't say that to anybody, like, especially somebody that was going to hire you. Like, it was like, oh, I'm going to get him. Your business is going to fail. If you, you know, like, dude, it's not even time for your appointment, buddy. You're already, man.
Can I like, still work for you, though? Like,
great negativity. So thanks for showing your colors, true colors. And I mean, I just wished him the best. I was like, well, I'm not up yet, so I haven't responded to you yet. But I did confirm Sunday that I was like,
that's where people's true colors really show.
Yeah.
How you handle situations like that.
Yeah. I mean, it was just so funny too, because like he was always very not efficient in getting back with me. Like, and then I would play phone tag with him. And then here I don't respond to him within a couple hours, and he thinks I'm canceling on him and my business is going to fail. Well,
be better.
For one thing, my business is already doing pretty good. That's why I was going to hire somebody.
Like, what are you talking about? I'm on the upswing. Like, I'm only moving up.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a nice test for the corona thing. I feel like the worst it can really get with my kind of situation as far as an issue where renters struggle to pay rent, you know? And a few renters. I mean, I got somebody that's moving out tomorrow that was just struggling to pay. And then in a duplex, I was just wanting to really sell that just because I was just wanting to get away from that whole situation. And those were been kind of frustrated with the renter situation. But one of them's working really hard to try to get some rent help. And then she plans to be all caught up the first. So we got I got all the paperwork for her. I mean, there's places, man, that will help you out. Churches will help you out. There's nonprofit organizations. If you go make a little bit of effort, like...
somebody will help.
Somebody will help, you know? And then, I mean, then you have the one lady that hadn't paid me for while Corona was going on, and then I put an eviction notice up, and she's like, all right, well, I'll be out Wednesday. Like, it's no big deal. Like, and then I was like, oh, that's so nice of her to move out and with me not having to evict her, you know, like officially, you know, go to court and pay the, you know, court fee or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then my realtor is like, no, she was probably holding on to money this whole time and just waiting for you to evict her and has a place ready to go, which I don't know about that. But yeah, I still probably should go after the money she owes me. But it's what it is, you know. It's what it is. It's what it is. It's what it is. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm just saying that.
It's hilarious. I guess not hilarious. It's a really good testament to how broken our system is. But, like, Sierra is making more money than Mom right now.
Yeah, there's a lot. And she's making more than what she made when she worked. Which, that doesn't make any sense.
Isn't, like, that crazy?
That's crazy. There's a lot of people that don't want to go back to work because they're making more on disability or on...
unemployment.
Unemployment. Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. It's crazy. It's like, you shouldn't be making any more than what you were making before. But before the corona thing, because of the corona thing, they have tagged on all this extra money on and stuff. But that's crazy.
Even Poopa was talking about how one of his customers... not a customer, I guess one of his friends, he is not working. He's collecting his unemployment. And Poopa said he was telling him about how he's never had this much time to do the things that he wants. And he's never had this type of money to do anything that he wants because he's never made this much. And he's making more on unemployment than he was running his own business. And he says he's gotten so many different projects done. He's, like, worked around his house. He's done things that he've always wanted to do. And he's collecting unemployment. It's wild. How do you make more money collecting unemployment versus being an essential worker?
Yeah.
And I guess we have to figure out how to define. That's one thing that'll come out of this is, what is an essential worker? What is an essential business? Because apparently marijuana is illegal in a lot of places, but it's essential.
Hallelujah.
That makes sense.
Which I just found out last podcast with Z-Man, Israel, that it's legal, I guess, with your ID. Like, there's a spot to go to.
It's recreational.
Recreational now.
In Michigan, the state of Michigan.
Oh, is that what he said, Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I guess I forgot about Michigan.
Yeah, in the state of Michigan.
We're not very far away from Michigan at all.
20 minutes. 20 minutes to the border.
Yeah, even less for me.
Even less for you. You're probably 10 minutes away.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I found myself Ubering over in Michigan before, just fairly
really?
Easy. Yeah, yeah.
You probably
yeah.
didn't even realize it, did you?
Not at first. In fact, I was asking people, I was like, are we in Michigan now? Like, it's kind of like, there's a bunch of, like, country roads that are like it just is really close to residential area and country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of nice up there, like Sylvania and all that, like northwest Toledo. Mm-hmm. Is really nice. Like, it's a really nice area up there. Like, they got a little nice town area there. I think that's, yeah, there's one. Yeah, you got to make sure you don't go very fast through there. Like, it drops down to like 20 or like 25, like all of a sudden small fucking towns and there's speed trap,
man.
Oh my gosh.
What it is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I've gotten one ticket while I was in Toledo, since I've been in Toledo, like, in the last few years. I mean, of course, there was a year I wasn't here, but it was one of those...
traffic light?
Not traffic light, but it was a speed one.
A radar?
Radar one. They got me with those, and, you know, you just pay it, whatever.
That's fucked up,
dude. I don't think it goes on your record at all. I don't think they put those on your record. So.
Did I talk about the time that my license was suspended on here?
Your license was... No.
Did you know about this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude. Apparently, my license was suspended for, like, 4 months.
Hey, you didn't even know it?
Didn't even know it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, this was back last... I think November. November? Yeah, back in November. This was back when I was living in Fremont. I was on my way to work. This is when I had a 45-minute drive to work. And... One of the mornings I was driving through town. It was just me. I was the only truck out, only car out. And I'm driving through and it's raining and the light turns yellow. And I'm at what I considered the point of no return. I'm not going to slam on my brakes. There's literally nobody else out here. I'm just going to keep going or I'm going to slide through the intersection. I did see the light turn red, like, as I was underneath of it. And 15 seconds later, I see the lights behind me. I go, oh, come on. I'm on my way to work, drinking my coffee. I pull over, and he goes, you know why I'm pulling you over? I was like, I have no idea. And he goes, you ran that red light back there. He goes, and it looked like you were going pretty fast. I didn't have you on radar, but it looked like you were going above the speed limit. I said, nope, I was going 35. And he's like, well, unfortunately, we have had complaints about people running red lights, and we have to kind of crack down on it. My supervisor's really cracking down on red lights right now, and I go...
Did you really... You ran it?
No, I just told you. I was underneath of it, and then the light turned red. And he goes, my supervisor wants us to crack down on red lights because we've had complaints. And I politely asked him, I said, so are you pulling me over because I ran a red light, or are you pulling me over because your supervisor wants you to pull me over? And he's like, listen, man. He's like, I'm just doing my job. I was like, I get it. Whatever. And he's like,
Did you not take into account that you were already through the light when it turned red?
No, it didn't matter. He needed the ticket. He needed to crack down on red lights. I was like, whatever, dude. I was like, just give me my ticket. He's like, here you go. So I go online. I pay the fine. Whatever. And fast forward 3 months. I'm driving through on my way to work again. Still living in Fremont. And I get pulled over by a statey, and I was doing absolutely nothing wrong. And he's like, do you know why I'm pulling you over? And I was like, I have no idea. He's like, your license is suspended. I was like, what? He's like, yeah. He's like, it's showing that you have a unpaid fine. He's like, your license was suspended back in November. And I was like, is it from like my red light traffic ticket? I was like, I have the receipt for when I paid it. And I showed him the receipt, and he's like, I don't know anything about your receipt or what you paid for. All I can see in my system is that your license is suspended. And I was like,
my gosh.
I was like, well, shit. I was like, so what am I supposed to do? This was, I remember specifically, this was the week. It was like the week of like Thanksgiving. And it was like on a Friday. And the courthouse wasn't going to be open until like a Tuesday or Wednesday. And I was like, so what am I supposed to do? He's like, you're going to have to go to the courthouse and you're going to have to figure out why your license is suspended. And I was like, I don't know when the courthouse is open. He's like, yeah, unfortunately, like, it's the holiday, it's the weekend. He's like, you're not going to be able to get there until Wednesday or some shit like that. And I was like, I'm on my way to work right now. And I was like, I have to work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. He's like, I'm sorry, man. He's like, I can't let you drive anywhere. And I was like, well, fuck. So I had to call my boss. And I'm like, I can't make it in. I'm sitting on the side of the road. I've got a statey behind me. Like, my license is suspended. I don't know why. My boss is like, whatever, figure it out. So I go to the courthouse that next week to figure out.
So you couldn't work for the next few 3 days then?
I drove to work, whatever. Just didn't get pulled over. But I go to the courthouse and I ask them. I was like, I got pulled over. I was told that my license is showing suspended in the system. I was like, do you guys have any light? Like, can you shed any light on this for me? And they go, what's your name? Like, give them my name. They go, oh, yeah. We got your payment right here, but the paperwork was never processed. And you're like, yeah, no, we'll take care of it right now. The paper's just been sitting on this desk ever since you paid your ticket online 3 months ago, and it never got pushed through. So they went and automatically suspended my license because the payment never got pushed through on the paperwork, and it was just sitting on a desk in an envelope the entire time.
And the cop didn't give you a ticket?
No, I got a ticket. Suspended? I got a ticket for that, but they took it off. They took everything off. I didn't have to pay for it. But, like, literally, I paid my fine 3 months ago, and my paperwork was sitting on a desk, and nobody pushed it through. So my license got suspended. Ain't that some shit?
That's good. Yeah, that's crazy.
The fuck, man? Just do... Hey, listen. Hey, clerical, or clerks, admin. Hey, just do the paperwork, huh?
Yeah, that's why paperwork is so important, and that's why I shouldn't be in charge.
Just do the paperwork. That's why you should hire somebody.
I'm the reason you got that.
I'm the reason. You're the reason my license was suspended for 3 months.
There you go. Life lesson right there.
Goddamn, just do your paperwork.
Fuck you over, Tyler.
I thought that was some shit, though.
That's some bullshit, man. Yeah, those they can screw you over, and then they know nothing. Like, their hands are quick to go up in the air. Oh no. Like, well, yeah, you don't know. Like, you just write the tickets. Yeah, you know, like,
you just write the tickets.
But yeah, that's fucked up. They even wrote you a ticket when you were already through the light, and then he gives you. I mean, you could have fought that one pretty easily, but it all depends on the judge too.
Yep, exactly.
You know, I mean, they'll there's plenty of judges that are happy to go along with these. I mean, like, got a ticket in a small town real quick, and I didn't realize I got a ticket going like 55, and the speed limit was 55, but it was in a school area.
Mm-hmm.
School wasn't even letting out or anything, but the speed limit still, I found out this when I got the ticket, the speed, you still have to go the school zone speed limit, even if the kids aren't outside or nothing. Whenever the school is in session, that's what the speed is.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize that. I thought it was when they let out and in the morning when they were coming to school. I couldn't see no school. The school was like way off of the highway, and here, you know, he's just hiding, getting people. I just took a turn, and he pulls me over and gives me a ticket.
Most of them will have like lights on the signs. Like, a lot of them will say,
"Nope, no, they don't have no lights, no nothing like that." Yep.
But like the one
speed trap,
I've been pulled over in that same situation, and going through Woodville, speed trap city, right? They've got that big school zone right there. This was after I just graduated high school and I was starting college. And you got to think about it like this. I never really drove through school zones while they were in session because I was always in school, right? This is a weird thing about it. So, like, when I was on my way to college, I still took, like, that 30-minute drive all the way out here to Perrysburg every single time. I had class. And, like, I was driving through Woodville, and it was, like, one of the first times. And it never dawned on me that, like, school was in session for their elementary school because I was always in school at the time. So I was driving through, and I literally didn't think anything of it. And I remember specifically this was before they had, like, the lights flashing overhead. They've got, like, big signs that go over tops. That way you can see it's a school zone. It's not just on the side of the street. And they only have, like, those signs on the side that say school zone. It had the lights. Well, specifically, I was on the inside lane, and then there was a semi-truck in the outside lane that had an oversized load. And I remember I was with him the whole time, and as I'm passing him, we're going through the school zone. I don't see the school zone signs at all because it was literally the oversized load was in the perfect spot to where I didn't see the sign the entire time that I drove past. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He covered the entire time. And I blow through it, and a police officer's like, he pulled me over, and he was, like, upset. He's like, dude. He's like, do you realize what you just did? And I was like, no, I'm on my way to class. I was like, what happened? He's like, you just blew through a school zone. You were doing, like, 45, and the speed limit's 25. I was like, I had no idea. I didn't even see the signs anywhere. He's like, yeah, they're on the side of the street with lights flashing. I was like, I had an oversized load next to me. I didn't even see the signs at all. He's like, dude, fines are doubled. He didn't call me dude. But he's like, your fines double in a school zone. He's like, your ticket's going to be double what normally be. Yeah. That was like a $300 ticket that I got for speeding through a school zone. I literally did not see the sign at all. That oversized load blocked the sign every step of the way. But wow. It's something I never thought of because I was always in school in high school. I never went through a school zone while school was in session. It was weird.
Wow. The worst ticket I've gotten was insurance, not having my insurance. It had just expired.
Like, oh.
And I got, like, the day it expired, I hadn't paid it yet. Mm. And I paid it the next day. I paid it right away. But there was one day overlap, and it was like a fucking $400 ticket.
Damn.
It was ridiculous. And it was this little town, man. They would
Were you,
always,
like, switching insurance companies?
No, I had just not had paid it yet, okay. And it just expired. Like, I mean, my mistake. But what's the luck? You know, I get a get pulled over, and have one day expired.
That one chance.
You know, insurance. Oh my gosh, you know. So, but yeah, I've always gotten fucked by these small little towns, and I've even had a buddy get me out of a ticket from a small town just because they all knew each other, and he got me out of one ticket. He was able to just get him to, all right, taken care of. No, he called somebody and got it torn up. But, like, man, it's like they have no conversation with you. All they want to do is quickly write you a ticket and send you on your way. And that was my last ticket in a little town, which there's this little town that's right next to Rogers where I lived. And, like, I don't know why this town exists. Like, it's just, like, part of, like, main town Rogers. Like, it's, like, it exists to give out enough tickets. Where, like, it was funny. I looked at, like, the reviews for the city or whatever, like, has nothing but bad reviews just because of, like, it's a speed trap, so everybody hates the town. Like, I was like, is that the kind of kind of town you want to, like, that's what you want people to know your town for? I was a speed trap. That's
the same thing as Woodville. Like, the name of the diner in Woodville is Speed Trap Diner. Like, they named it after what the town is known for. Yeah, same thing.
See, yeah, that's sad.
They put a old-fashioned police car on the roof of the diner. And the lights flash. Like, it's called.
I'm pretty sure I always try to go 5 miles under the speed limit when I go through that town.
Dude, you never know.
It's the worst. Like, dude, they change so many times. Like, you have to keep your eyes, like, on a swivel to make sure you catch all the speed limits.
It's
going up and down constantly.
It goes to, like, 50 to 35 to 25 really fast.
Yeah.
And then it'll go 25 to 35. And then if you hit the school zone, it'll go back down to 20 and then back up to 40 and then back up to 60.
So fucked up.
Yep.
I really don't see much cops, though, usually going through there. I don't know if it's just the time going through.
Oh, it's got to be the time of day. In the
middle of day. But I don't know. I guess I'm just careful, too. I'm always going on this speed limit, so.
I always see at least one driving through.
I'm always probably a pain to drive behind because, like, I'm not, like, trying to rush through there. I'm like, I make sure I'm under the speed limit.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
It's not worth getting the tickets, man.
People fly by, and I'm like, I really hope this person gets pulled over.
Especially after getting one ticket when I was Ubering. I've gotten the other one, yeah.
Was this Ubering, while like, you had somebody in there? That just takes
away one time when I was, like, had somebody in there. Like, ooh. I didn't even see a sign or nothing. It was one of those speed trap areas, like, 25 miles an hour from nowhere. Like,
speeding.
Just popped up. Like, okay, and I was in, like, 40.
What was your, like, did you get
rated? They were totally cool. We were, like, really cool. He just chilled and got the ticket, and I was just so upset. Like, I didn't see the speed limit sign at all.
Like, now, does that go in, like, your Uber record or some shit?
No, I never even followed with him. I think, oh yeah, it's one of those, like, you quickly pay it, and we'll act like it never happened.
Yeah.
Like, so fucking sketchy. Like, yeah, it just disappears. Like, yeah right, because you assholes don't want no record that you're handing out so many tickets.
Interesting.
There's a little town where my school was, where my little Christian school I went to, Youth of the Mission, and it was right in a little town. But I never got pulled over there because I had the same vehicle and they knew I lived there, and because it was like it was blue and had silver stripes, so they very much recognized my vehicle and never got pulled over. The only time I ever got pulled over is when I bought my new SUV, when I bought a new vehicle. New used vehicle, but they got I think it was either them or one of the towns next to them that had given out so many tickets that they got investigated and shut down. Like, everybody got fired from the police department. What? Because they were just, like, so shady and just, like, passing out tickets like it was candy for everything, like, what? To an extreme, to a major extreme where everybody got it fired. Yeah, so. Thankfully, there is some accountability when it comes to those places. But for the most part, man, they're just able to just, I mean, oh my gosh, you're like fresh meat if you drive through with a out of state license plate, man.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see where all that money goes. You know.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's going. That's how they can justify. You know, I mean, like having so many cops on payroll and stuff, and pay for the city. Like, I mean. That's a big funding thing for them.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to, like, trace a ticket just to see.
Yeah.
Just to see how much of that fine that you paid goes to the police officer's salary that pulled you over.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, that shouldn't be the way it is. It should be off taxes and stuff like that. It shouldn't be on the backs of people paying tickets and stuff.
I agree. But what do we know? So, we don't know anything.
Yeah, but what do we know, you know? We're just some awesome...
I literally have no idea what happened to that money.
Kick-ass podcast called Unscripted Banter. Unscripted Banter with Tyler and Seth. Guys, We hope you enjoy another podcast. This is Seth. That motherfucker over there is Tyler.
Oh my God.
I'm yawning because I didn't have 8 hours of sleep. I had 7 hours of sleep because I stayed up too late watching my new favorite show.
What's your new favorite show?
It is Alone.
Oh,
I found,
okay.
So there's only the sixth season that was on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
but I found three more seasons on Hulu. And they have season 3, 4, and 5, I think. And so I started with season 3, and it's been just enjoyable as the other season. I've been enjoying it. So I really get so annoyed when the people complain, though, about missing their family.
What's the premise of the show?
So, like, 10 people in different locations. Like, right now, this one's, like, down south. Is it south? Yeah, South America. Way down in South America. Forget the name of the... But it's, like, they're all... It's a... they're all on this lake, but and it's all a hilly area, and they're just all they're each alone by themselves, with left with a few cameras and gear to be able to videotape themselves,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll come by and check on them, like, I don't know, maybe once a week or something like that, to check their vitals and all that to make sure they're alive, and then they can tap out anytime they want to. They have a satellite phone.
Do they have any? We're like, are they able to pack for this?
They
shit?
They can bring 10 things with them.
Okay,
and. Last one standing wins $500,000.
Hmm.
So, and you don't know how many, I mean, I think with this third season, I think the record at this time is like 60 some days. So like it starts getting cold and stuff
yeah.
and people miss their family. Some motherfucker tapped out after 3 days this season. I was like, are you serious? I would be so pissed if I was a producer. Like,
so do these people like live in like their community? Like a 10-person community, pretty much?
No, they're all in separate locations.
Okay.
So they have to build their own hunt. Hmm. I mean, they show up there with no food. They got to completely, like, find berries and that kind of stuff. Or they trap fish, hunt. So, yeah.
Okay, so what is this on?
It's on History, but there's six seasons at this point. Netflix has the sixth season, which the guy that won it, that's how I found out about the show. The guy that won it came on Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, big Netflix watcher.
What was his name?
So, spoiler alert, if anybody hasn't watched season 6, it was...
Hold up. Never mind. Don't tell me because I want to watch it. So.
Yeah. You should go watch season 6.
All right.
And then the podcast is very much enjoyable to watch because he talks about different things. And
okay.
But he's an interesting guy. But he does really well. I mean, the main struggle, too, once you get further in, is just being able to keep your weight up where... You're not losing too much weight. We're like, I mean, they pull some people, at least a couple people, just because they're losing too much weight and like their body's in danger of shutting down, organ shutting down.
Yeah.
So it's like, those like, do I have to go? Like, they're like, your body, you're getting to the point where your body's in danger of shutting down. Like,
I guess if you're
hard to risk, like different things. Yeah.
And if you're good at the game, you'll be fine.
You get, make sure you keep. Well fed, you know, that's the key. Like, you got to be, man, definitely the biggest thing that issue I've seen is just people struggling to be alone a lot of times. Struggling to be alone, and then, like, I've noticed, like, people, like, they won't catch something, like, they won't try different, they aren't continuously trying different ways to capture different things.
Yeah.
Like, they keep on, like fish, I got caught a fish the first couple days, but now I haven't caught it for the last 5. Well, then you need to try something else. You know, maybe go to a different area. There's one guy that did go to a different area, but it's very enjoyable to watch.
Are they able to go anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I don't know if they have like a radius
really
or
hilly.
Something.
In this season is really hilly, so it makes it hard to
travel.
But. There seems to be a lot of bamboo. They used a lot of bamboo to that. That is very easy to construct and make. I mean, they got to make a little home where they're able to stay warm and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should check it out.
I'll check it out. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Sounds like my kind of show.
Yeah. But anyways, all right. Well, that wraps that up, guys. Appreciate you guys tuning in for episode 127. I think.
Very exciting. I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I hope you're right because you just said it.
Guys, follow us on Unscripted Banter.
Where can we follow you?
On Instagram, Seth Ohms on Twitter. And
follow
I also
Seth on Twitter.
Instagram,
He's an
Seth
avid
Ohms.
Twitter user.
I try to stay away from it, but I find myself checking out every once in a while. I get those notifications and such. Guys, we love you and we appreciate you. Tell your friends about us. You know, share us on Instagram. Appreciate it. And we'll catch you next time. Tyler, anything else to add?
Yeah, let me, I don't know, maybe shout out myself here.
Yeah, I guess you could.
He's trying to end the podcast.
Let's just go ahead and wrap it up.
No, you can
End.
You can find me, TLens5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com.
You can find Tyler in a dumpster near you.
Hey, does it have to do with my hair? Is that a hair comment?
Oh, no. You very much look like Jesus today.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got the Jesus look going on.
Again, Jesus on the cross look.
No, he's not on the cross anymore. Let's chill the fuck out.
We love you fuckers. Have a great week. Jesus.